All right, I'm here with, and just to make sure, I have your consent to record this and post it on Joppy.
Yep, sure thing.
All right, so what is your age?
I'm 21 years old.
Are you in school or working?
Yeah, I'm in school right now. I'm also just working on the side, part-time.
And did you work through the pandemic?
No, actually, I lost my job due to the pandemic. Then I was on unemployment for a while, and then I've just been trying to find jobs. And right now I'm door dashing as a part-time job just to get some side money.
And have you received your COVID-19 vaccine?
No, I have not.
Why did you elect not to be vaccinated?
Honestly, like, I'm not really against vaccines per se. It was just like the timing of when the vaccine came out and the climate of like the political climate, all of the pressure behind taking it, and just I don't know, it just seemed off to me. So
do you know anyone who received the vaccine and experienced negative side effects?
He had really bad back pain when he got his vaccine. I know people that have got sick from it. Not like severe, but yeah.
Do you believe you would have opted to get the vaccine had the mandate not been instituted?
Probably not, just because, like, again, of like, even forgetting about the mandates, like, just COVID-19 itself, in my eyes, came as like just a really quick, like, just all came at once, and it was just like a lot to take in. So I was really skeptical to begin with.
And have you contracted COVID?
Yeah, once.
Just one time?
Yeah.
Has your unvaccinated status prohibited you from attending social events?
So in the fall, at UB, I wasn't able to go to the football games. And it actually took a while to get an approved exemption, to go to school and to be on campus. And, I actually have to test every week just to comply with the university, because I don't have the vaccine. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that I have to do just to not take that shot.
Right, so that was the next question. As for guidelines you have to follow as a result of that, that would be the testing every week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Testing every week, and if you miss more than 2 tests or 2 weeks of testing, then you can be de-enrolled from all your classes with no financial refund, so...
Has your unvaccinated status affected your ability to find work?
Yeah, it has actually. So this summer, I've been looking for jobs in my field that I'm studying, and I found 2 really good jobs. I love the overview of them. And then, of course, like at the end of the application, it says, like, we require all employees to be vaccinated. So...
Have you been hesitant to attend social events where large gatherings may occur since the start of the pandemic?
I haven't really gone out that much, but I can say I did want to go to a Bills game a few times, and I was obviously unable to do that because, you know, they required vaccine mandates. Yeah.
Have you found that your peers share your hesitancy to receive the vaccine?
Yeah, I mean, I have a few peers. Mostly it's like home friends. It's not friends from college. My brothers are also hesitant towards the vaccine. So we definitely share some of the same beliefs.
And kind of a follow-up for that, have you lost any relationships with people due to the fact that you didn't receive the vaccine?
No, I haven't really lost any relationships. There's definitely been arguments and debates, but most of my friends are pretty good with understanding my side of it.
Do you feel that since the start of the pandemic, the government handled the outbreak well, or and the mandates for masks and vaccines effectively? And if not, what would you have done to change that?
I mean, personally, I think a lot of the like misinformation on media, whether the vaccine works or it doesn't work, it confused a lot of people, and it made a lot of people skeptical, and they didn't know what to believe in. And I don't know. I would just say, like, just getting the right information out there, and also making sure that, like, what these large pharmaceutical companies are saying is 100% true, and they have facts that they can show to back it.
Where do you look for information on the state of the pandemic and information about vaccines and effectiveness?
So, because I'm skeptical, people might say, well, you're probably biased to one side, but I actually like to give myself every perspective I can. Like, I try and look into several media outlets, news sources, ones that you should be skeptical about just to see what they're saying, ones that you should trust just to see what they're saying, and I just try and make my own thoughts of everything that I've taken in.
And how did you stay safe during the early months of the outbreak?
So there's just a lot of like just following pretty much what was, I mean, pretty much what the guidelines were, to just like wash your hands and to limit like who you're seeing, limit large gatherings. But I would say even with going to like several large events and not contracting COVID, that my thoughts on staying safe are definitely skewed.
Okay. It is Tuesday, April 19th, and it is 10:53 p.m. Thank you for your time.
Yep.